Back at it here on a Thursday. Good to have you here. You know, the Biden administration refuses to believe there's a crisis at the border. I told you yesterday about the 108 illegal aliens that tested positive for COVID at the border at the Brownsville, Texas station, then were sent into America. Because the Brownsville law enforcement and Border Patrol had no authority to keep COVID-positive patients detained. They went out to the bus station and away they went. Positive for COVID, spread all over the United States. What other country in the world would allow for this insanity? Plus, we saw the 13 killed in a car wreck yesterday. Came through a gap in the border fence. Another SUV came through as well. It also burst into flames. Same spot. 43 people. At least 13 are dead. Many hospitalized. All illegal. And we continue to go on. And the Biden team says there's no crisis here. Todd Bensman, Senior National Security Fellow at the Center for Immigration Study, back with me now. Todd, good to have you back. I mean, you look at the COVID-positive patients being dispersed. You look at this horrible car accident. The SUV hit by an 18-wheeler, a gravel train. 13 dead there. Maybe more could still perish. It's just, it's awful, frankly. Plus, I just looked at the brand new overdose numbers through July 2020. All-time record highs. Fentanyl, heroin, death to American children. Where do we begin?
Well, let me just put it this way. There is a migrant crisis happening at the border right now. There's no denying it. They cannot deny this, that the numbers are absolutely skyrocketing of just the apprehensions, not to mention the getaways. Migrant camps in Mexico are ghost towns now. They have just emptied out. Camps that had been filled for months and months under the Trump administration's pushback policies. One in Mexicali is just now a ghost town. And we also have, we're seeing the cartels who control the smuggling on the Mexican side of Texas absolutely so overwhelmed that they've instituted a wristband system. Numbered wristbands of the kind that you would see at a water park or something, just to be able to manage the high flow of migrants coming over, that make sure that they're getting that they're paying. These are numbered wristbands. As soon as the migrants get over, they're tearing them off and heading to the interior. It's a mess. And by the time we see the February numbers, you're going to see record-breaking evidence of a surge.
So there you go. You know, they just continue to come. And the fact of the matter is, with no penalties, nobody being stopped at the border, no real border at all. They're really going to come when the weather gets better, aren't they? I mean, the surge is going to be unprecedented.
Right. I mean, we're looking at 80,000, which is a very, very high number of just apprehensions that we know about in just the month of January, which is double the number of the prior January. Once we get into the February numbers, which should be released, maybe they won't even release. I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't release them because they're just going to look terrible. That should shoot close to 100,000 and maybe well over 100,000. And it's just going to go up like that. It'll step ladder March, April, May, June. It's just going to go like that. And it's not just Central Americans. It's important to know that there are not just Spanish-speaking migrants in that mix. There are people from Pakistan and Yemen and Sudan and Syria who are all on the way from Colombia and Panama through the Darien Gap. And they're all very emboldened and excited by the news that the border is open. In their view, they perceive that the border is open. It is open. And so they're coming from all over the world and present quite a mix of national security threats.
In fact, I've got pictures here, Todd. I've got pictures here of the illegals standing there coming through with Joe Biden T-shirts. Have you seen this? They're all wearing these Joe Biden T-shirts. I'm sorry. How embarrassing is that?
Well, it wasn't that long ago, about a month and a half ago, that a group of 400 Cuban migrants stormed the bridge from Juarez to El Paso, trying to break their way through after the election. And when they were stopped, because Trump was still in office, by anti-riot troops, they were chanting Biden, Biden, Biden on their side of the border. I think that it's I've interviewed migrants in Juarez and in Chiapas and all over, and they have told me over and over again that they are coming now because there's a new sheriff in town, so to speak, who's opening the gates. There's no question among the migrants about why they're coming now. It's because it's an open door policy and there are no consequences whatsoever. So, you know, get ready.
What does this mean for America? I mean, Todd, let's be honest about it. What does this mean for America? You're going to have an open border. You've got COVID-19 patients that can't be detained. They're just put on buses and sent everywhere in America. You've got people coming from Central and South America that are coming for economic need, but you've got people coming from all over the world. We don't know what their intentions are. You just made that clear. There's nothing good that comes from an open, you know, it's just opening it all and letting it flow through unvetted. I'll give you the last word.
There are two significant consequences to this. One is, as I write book, America's Covert Border War, there is a national security threat inherent in that flow, that people are coming in unvetted with no identification, saying my name is Mickey Mouse, and there's no way to really tell who they are or whether they're terrorists or what. My book goes into quite a bit of detail about those kind of migrants, special interest alien migrants. But the other significant implication is that when that number of migrants come in, it crashes all the border systems, detention facilities, and you just have to let them in. And this country is in the midst of an economic crisis related to the pandemic. There are a lot of unemployed people.
Yeah, lots of problems.
Going to have
Todd, I've got to leave it there. I mean, it's terrible. It's got to stop. Todd, greatly appreciate you being here. We're up against a hard break. We'll talk again soon, my friend.